Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah to Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. You know, it is so good and it's so wonderful when you can just listen to the praise and enter in and let the praises go up and just saturate your soul, your mind, your entire body. And be like David, say, Lord, I'm lost in you. It is so good and it's so pleasant to praise the Lord when you can all just enter in, and hallelujah, and praise the Lord and give him all the glory. Praise God. It is so good when you can come before him and worship him and just worship him. Praise God. Oh, it feels so good. It is so good because he's magnificent. He's awesome in all his ways. Praise God. There is no God like our God. It's so good that he has made it possible for us to praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I was just basking in it. And I was just listening to this, just basking and listening in and let it go in deep, deep down. See, when we let the praises of God go deep down in our soul, God is ready to do something in our behalf. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's waiting. He's just only waiting on us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites Ministry coming to you live on Block Talk Radio. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet or so forth, whatever you may be going through in life? This life is filled with many trials and tribulations. But guess what? God brings us through them all. Praise God. God's favorites are reaching out today to help heal your hurts. We can say through it all, through it all, through it all, he's brought us through every trial, every temptation, every setback, every hurt, every pain. He's bringing us. Some of us have crossed over. Some of us are still going through. But we be patient in tribulation. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has this thing all orchestrated. He has it all figured out. We don't have to figure it out. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God had it figured out. Praise God. So you don't have to do God's work. He going to do his work. He just wants you to come before him. Praise God. In humbleness of heart, forgiveness of mind. Praise God. And watch him do it. Praise God. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's just so good to us. So good to us. Let us pray. Praise God. Heavenly Father, precious Holy Spirit, come in, Father, and sup with us today, God. Remove anything from us, oh God, that shouldn't be. Father, help us in every way, Father, that we are weak and torn down. God, build us up. Make us strong in your might, oh God. Move in us and through us, oh God. And prepare us, oh God, to be strong in you, oh God. Remove every weakness, oh God. Help us to stand, Father God, and proclaim your goodness, oh God. Father, touch every son, rebellious son, son behind prison walls, son that don't know you. Father, we're bringing him to you. Every daughter, oh God, that made mistakes, that is rebellious, that is behind prison walls, Lord, touch her, God. God calls her to, oh God, live out the destiny that you have prepared for. Lord, we rebuke the spirit of drugs, all sorts, in the name of Jesus, for the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy with drugs. oh, Father God. But we know that you can remove them in the name of Jesus. God, everyone behind prison walls, God, we know that you got them between a rock and a hard place. And we know that they can hear from you, God. And God, they can give their heart and mind and soul to you right there, God. Remove every hurt, oh God. Lord, we experience so many hurts in this life. Help us not to hold on to them, God, but to bring them to you, Father God. Every pain, God, oh God, that hits this old fleshly body, God, oh Father, keep our soul, God, unto you, Father God. And God, we pray healing. We pray healing in every part, in our family members, oh God. We pray healing, oh God. Oh God, in every part, oh God, Father God, where there's brokenness, where there's, oh God, mental instabilities, oh God, where there, oh God, oh Father God, husband and wife, oh God, is at each other's throat, God, oh God, where, oh Father God, every place that healing, oh Father, is need to be, oh God, restructured in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We decree and we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That we are in you and you are in us. And God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Oh, yes, Lord, we love you, Lord, that we can come before you at this hour. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for what you do, God. We know you can heal those with high blood pressure, diabetes, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, cancer may be removed. In the name of Jesus, God, we bring everyone before you, Lord God, that have called in for prayer, God, for one thing or the other, oh God. And all, Lord, look on those that are in nursing homes, oh God. Father, oh God, prepare a way for them. All those, oh Father God, that, oh Lord God, that's in living centers, oh God. Father God, strengthen them, oh God, and keep them. Oh Father God, every disease, oh God, that's plaguing our country. We know, Father God, that you knows it all and you can remove it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father. We give thanks to you, Lord, because we know that you can do anything but fail, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, wrap your loving arms around those, oh God, that have broken this afternoon, oh God. Praise God. Oh God, your arms are not too short, oh God. Oh Father, to reach down and comfort and give peace. All those that are mourning, oh God, yes, Lord God. Oh God, oh God, wipe away every tear you said, oh God. Oh, you would, God. Oh, praise God. Oh God, remove every dead thing, oh God. Oh, that causes your people, oh God, and not to be lively stones in you. Oh God, make them lively stones, oh God. Oh God, that they'll flourish again, oh God. They'll flourish and they'll be that flower, oh God, that beautiful flower that, oh, smells with a good fragrance, oh God, that they can give off of to others, oh God. Yes, Lord, that's where we want to be, oh God. We want to be for your freshness every day, oh God. A fresh and a new from you, oh God, every day. Oh God, we want to be that fresh flower. Oh God, that we want to be that fragrant flower. Oh God, we don't want to be unsalted, but we want to be salted. Oh yes, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, for your gracious mercy. Oh, we thank you, oh, God, for grace and mercy that has kept us, oh, God, because if it has not been for grace and mercy, oh, Father, where would we be? For your love, oh, God, where would we be? Thank you for your love, God, that reaches high to the highest mountain or to the deepest ocean, to the wider than any ocean, deeper than any sea. Oh, praise God. Oh, we thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, praise your name. And we give you glory, Lord. We do. We give you glory, Lord. You do everything every day, God. All for our good. All for our good, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just remember to pray for those that are in war-torn countries, and pray for those that are poor and those that are sick. Praise God. Oh, we need to pray for this world. We have so much to pray for. Praise God. We could never stop praying. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, God is good, and God is good all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't see my co-host yet, so maybe she doesn't have any. I don't know what's going on. She hadn't come on yet. But we're going to go into our lesson. Praise God. And you know, at the beginning of the month, we love to go into our message on praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to go right on in because I'm telling you, I believe if we get into enough praise in our lives, praise God, we can tear down the enemy, and the enemy won't have as much space as he thinks in our lives, because we have the power of praise and worship in our lives, and it can tear down the enemy, and the enemy won't have as much as he thought he had. Praise God. You know, praise, God created us to praise, so we should praise him at all times. Excuse me, all times. Praise God. A praise should be on our lips at all times, giving God the praise. So our title today is going to be the vow of praise. The vow of praise. Do you vow yourself in praise every day, in your heart, in your mind? See, our mind is supposed to be so consumed with praise. We ought to be a walking and a talking instrument of praise every day. Every day. When you're walking around, there should be a praise in your heart or coming off your lips. When you're lying down, when you wake up, there should be a praise. Praise God. A praise in your heart, giving you joy. A praise, as we have talked about the sacrifice. When you become a sacrifice of praise, then you have you have vowed yourself to praise. Praise God. When we think about David, how he praised God. Where did David get his faith to face Goliath on the battlefield? Praise God. Where did he get his faith? Because he was just a little bitty boy. That Goliath was a big giant. Praise God. And you know us, if we had seen a giant, we would have took out running. Ran and ran, and that giant would have overtaken. That's what the devil do. The devil overtakes us. But when we have the faith to believe God for any and everything that comes in our lives, God will step in, praise God, and help us. So let's look at where did David get his faith from. He was the only one in the nation who had faith at that time. Praise God. The soldiers of the army of Israel were terrified, as was Saul. Saul was terrified. Their king, yet David was entirely unafraid to face Goliath. He was not afraid. And you remember the story. Praise God. So where did David get his faith from if he was not afraid to face Goliath? This is where God wants us to be. He wants us not to be afraid of the giants that come in our life, the things that come in our life, the temptations that come in our life, the struggles that come in our life, the setbacks. Because they're going to come. In 1 Samuel 16 and 14, it states, "But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Saul had been disobedient to God." Think about this now as I talk to you about Saul had been disobedient to God. And disobedient is at the sin of witchcraft. Praise God. Samuel had commanded him to slay King Agag, the king of the Amalekites, what Saul had refused to do. But because of his disobedience to the Lord, the evil spirit began to trouble him. God simply permitted that evil spirit to operate, and that is still today. God permits the evil spirit to torment us. We're not praying. We are not praising. We need to vow to praise God every day in some form of a worship or the other. Apparently, when the evil spirit disturbed him, he became unbearable. He couldn't take it. Praise God. So one day his servant came to him and said, "Saul, because you are so troubled by this evil spirit, why don't you find someone who is a cunning player on the harp?" On the harp. See, we can find many instruments to play on. And I just love the harp music. Praise God. And perhaps when the evil spirit comes upon you, this man will play the harp and you will be well. Play them evil spirits. Put some music on. If you can play an instrument, get it and play the evil spirits away from you. Play unto the Lord. Praise God. Saul thought it sounded like a good idea, so he said to his servant, "Go and find someone who can play well and bring them to me." Apparently, a talent search began at that point throughout Israel. Then one of his servants came one day and said, "Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse of the Bethlehemite that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and a prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him." Saul sent messages to Jesse and asked for David. Don't you know that if you was good, somebody would send for you? I see it all the time. Different ministers send for different ministers, praise groups, ones that can play on the organ, that can play. David was taking care of his father's sheep. He was spending time as a herdman. He had also taken the time to become a cunning player on the harp. There's a tremendous message here for young people to practice and become good at their music. This is the time. This is the time, in the time that we are going through, that people should learn music at an early age and learn how to play for God. And we see many artists coming out too. But we need more. Just a few is not enough. We should be training our children music. Why? Why should we be training our children music? Because we was created to praise Him. We was created. Praise God. David spent all those years as a young boy playing his harp and becoming good, never really aware of how his music would be useful in his life for later on. You never know. If you start your children early, you never know what they will have to do later on in life. It might not matter now. I look at Little Big Shot sometimes, the show with Steve Harvey, and the little children, they playing so skillful, so mighty, so powerful. You never know when they're going to be used for the Lord to play off some evil spirit. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is good. I wish I had somebody to just play music in my... But we do. We have media. If we don't have someone to play a harp in the house when we get ready for it, we can just turn on our media player or our CD player and just let the music flow. Praise God. Hallelujah. We always have a way. We always have a way. As a boy with the sheep, he would take his harp and play unto the Lord. A little boy. He would take his harp and he would play unto the Lord. See, we got to train up our children in what to do. Praise God. Some of the Psalms that were written and included in the book of the Psalms were probably written by David while he was a teenage boy taking care of his father's sheep. The Bible says that David came to Saul and stood before him, and Saul loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. Praise God. When the evil spirit came upon Saul, David took his harp and played with his hands. Our hands are made to war. Praise God. God has given our body for the instruments of whatever we need. And Saul was refreshed, and the evil spirit departed from him. Praise God. This is spiritual warfare, spiritual warfare. We always need to do warfare against the evil one. If not for yourself, somebody else. Spiritual warfare is always needed. Praise God. This is a unique reference in the scripture. It correlates exactly with the words that David wrote in Psalms 8, 1 and 2. O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of thy mouth of babes and sucklings has thou ordained strength because of thine enemy, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Let me tell you, it's telling us clearly in the word of God that we can steal the enemy and the avenger. Anything that's coming against us. With our praise. With our praise. Praise God. We can command that enemy to go by the power of the Holy Ghost, if we just praise and vow before the Lord. Vow our praise to Him. Praise God. Praise steals the enemy and the avenger. It tells the devil to shut up and get out. The devil cannot harass any longer. Praise God. His power to control is destroyed. I've been teaching you all this year, at the first of the year, every month, I teach you on praise. To command that evil one away from your door. That you can have power over the enemy. Praise God. his power to control is destroyed. Praise God. Praise has this effect upon the devil. Praise has this effect upon the devil. We don't want to praise God. I'm teaching this tonight because we just don't want to praise God. We are stubborn. David wrote Psalms 8 based upon his experience with King Saul. He had sing praise, drive out evil spirits out of King Saul. We can see it too. We can see God drive the enemy right on out of our way with our praise. With our praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise is the key to power. We got power in our praise. If you are sincere, like David was. David was sincere in his praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. As a boy, spending time taking care of his father's sheep, David learned the power of praise. David was alone. He was a sheep herder, and he was out there alone and with God so God could hear him. And he would praise the Lord while he was minding his father's sheep. Praise God. David learned. He learned how to flow in praise unto the Lord. Oh, that was a joy. I want to be like David. I have tried to sing all my life. But the word have told me if I can't preach like Paul, if I can't sing like an angel, if I can't even dance like David, as long as I can lift my voice, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. He learned the importance that praise has in a believer's heart. David was later called the man of God, known as after God's own heart. Praise God. He was known as a man after God's own heart. Praise God. More than anything else, David knew how much God wanted the praise of his people. So he was prepared to give him that praise. Praise God. This is the key to David's power. This is where David got the faith to face Goliath. This is where he got the faith in his praise. Praise God. You want to know how did he get it? By praising God. After, when you begin to praise God, you gain power, you gain strength, and you gain faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. The stronger the faith, the more reverberating the praise becomes. It generates power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The stronger the praise, the more reverberating the faith becomes. I told you last week, a week before last, your faith has to rise. Your faith can't stay as a little bit of measure. Your faith has to rise. Praise is more than a casual point of contact, more than just a cure to all, but more than a formula for manipulating the word of God. Praise is the generator for a powerful faith. Powerful. You want your faith to be powerful in God. Praise God. Praise God. Faith moves us and launches us into the area where we begin to actively apply the word of God. Then we have the faith to move in God's word. We have the faith to believe God's word. We have the faith to go forth in God's word and proclaim it. Pray, oh my God, y'all don't hear me tonight. We have the faith that go to the streets, to go to the nations and proclaim God's word. Praise God. Praise is more than just a natural in your, just say every day. Faith is supposed to be in action. Praise is like a trigger that releases the explosion of faith. You cannot move in praise without faith being present and motivating the act of praise. That act of praise, praise God. It's moving. It's moving. It's moving in me. Our application of praise and faith will cause the word to come alive. That's how the word comes alive. That's how God speaks to our heart. That's how God goes deep down in our soul and causes us to rise up strong in the power of his might. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It causes the word to come alive. Alive in Christ. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. Many times, praise will be a celebration of triumph. We sing song, we will triumph in the Lord. If you went and praised the Lord, you will triumph. You'll feel like running through a troop, jumping, heaping over a wall. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will thank God for the completed work of Calvary. Even before we see in someone's life the demonstration of that finished work, we may need healing. We praise God for the fact that healing has been accomplished before it even happened. Before it even happened. We praise God and believe God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Even before we have seen the physical results of manifestation in our own lives, we know. We know. We believe God. What he's going to do and what he has done. Praise God. Even if you don't see nothing happening, keep on thanking God and praising God. Praise God. We must be very careful at this point. We cannot make praise a source for the manipulation of God. You can't manipulate God because you know how to praise him. You got to believe God. You got to have faith in God. Praise God. It is not a coin in a cosmic vending machine. No, you can't flip God around and think that you can do God like you want. This is a daily walk. This is a thing from the heart. Praise God. But according to the scripture, it is absolutely correct to praise God for expected results and promises on the base of the law of faith. We ought to be always looking unto Jesus and trusting God for what he's going to do, even if the results has not been shown. No, letting God know we believe you and praising God. Don't ever let the devil steal your praise. Praise God. Walk around every day with a praise in your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I must say this again. The stronger the faith, the more the praise come forth. The more comes out of you, the more praise. Reverberating praise. That faith becomes. More you get into praise, the more your faith builds. Praise is more than just a contact or just saying that you have praise. But praise is a generator for your powerful faith. When your faith gets so powerful in God, God will move. As I keep saying, that we have been given a measure of faith, but that's just a little measure. Your faith needs to grow. Your faith needs to grow to the point that you'll believe God for anything, anywhere, no matter how the devil may try to throw some darts at you, be like David. You'll remind yourself. Then the word is in action. Reminding yourself of what the word has said. Keep the faith in God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. There should be a commitment of praise. David committed himself to praise. Praise God. David was continually offering praise unto God in Psalm 61 and 8. And it states, so I will praise, I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. It is clear that David had made a vow that he would daily praise the Lord. And that's what God wants us to do, daily praise him. I'm telling you, I can't wake up in my sleep unless I'm praising in my sleep. When I wake up in the morning, I got to praise. All during the day, I have a praise going on in my heart. I don't care what man may say about me. I know what's going on inside of me, in my spirit man. And this is where God is wanting us to bring us. He wants to bring our spirit man to the point of praise, and because that's our first offering unto God. We were created to praise him. And as I said, once our faith rises and the praise is so in our hearts and mind and soul, then the word is fully in action. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every day of his life, David was committed to praise. And it is obvious that his daily vows of praise had built an incredible faith. Incredible faith. You hear me saying how David's faith rose? David didn't stay at the measure of faith. His faith rose and rose as he praised God. His faith rose and rose and rose till it got to incredible faith. Praise God. His confrontation with Goliath was a demonstration of that faith. When you face something so tremendous in your life that it seems impossible and your faith is ready to take it on, you know you have risen higher than just a measure of faith. But if you fear and back down and say, I can't handle this, your faith have not risen where God wants you to be. See, that's why we are, a lot of people are facing things in their lives and they just want to give up. It's because their faith is not come to the point that God want to bring them to. God does not want us to be on milk, but he wants us to be on strong meat. That's the way he wants our faith. Strong, strong in the power of his might. Praise God. The Philistines had invaded the land of Israel. The two armies were pitched on opposite sides of the valley. Every day for 40 days, the Philistine champion, Goliath, had marched into the valley and challenged the armies of Israel. He said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be out. We will be your servant. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servant and serve us. Saul and all Israel were dismayed and greatly afraid. See how fear can come up? Fear can cause you to lose every battle. If your faith has not risen, fear can cause you to lose out on what God has planned for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesse, David's father, came to David one morning and suggested that he take some food to his brothers. David's three older brothers were fighting with the king. David took the food and went to the battle line and arrived just as the armies were preparing to line up in the valley. David ran through the host and greeted his brothers. As he was talking to Eliab,
his oldest brother. He heard this mighty roar down in the valley. He went up to the top of the hill and saw the biggest man he had ever seen in his life, Goliath. Goliath stood in the valley 9 feet tall, 9 inches tall, 6 cubits and a span. David noticed that all the men of Israel were afraid when he saw Goliath. But David's reaction was immediately and simple. He said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of a living God?" Are you going to stand up for God and defy the enemy? That's what just happened. David looked at that Goliath and he said, "Who? Ain't nobody going to come against my God and me." Praise God. Listen, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? There's protection all around you. That kind of reaction in the teenage boy is surprising. Like I said, you need to start your children while you're young, teaching them first thing to praise God. That's what he created. And then teaching them to pray and teaching them the faith. David's faith talk is amazing. Where did he learn this? From taking care of his father's sheep, playing on his harp. That's where he found it. He found himself out there with God. While he was herding his father's sheep and playing on the harp, God is pleased with our praise. Hallelujah. God is pleased. Real praise. I'm not praying about playing around with God. I'm talking about a heart of praise. Praise God. And practicing his vow unto the Lord. When David was out there herding them sheep and playing on his harp, he was vowing himself before the Lord. Praise God. When you are a person of praise, you will talk the talk of faith, and it will not be a boastful talk of ego. It will be a talk of simple faith in God. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. All you got to do is talk and give it to them and leave it with them. Drop that seed. Praise God. Know who you are. You know, I don't know whether I've done this message, but knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. Not boasting, but letting man, woman know where your faith lies. Praise God. Notice who was the first came to David's faith. His oldest brother. His brother recognized his faith. No one could rob you of faith more quickly than someone of your own household. The devil comes in our own household to try to rob us. And you say, "Oh, why is the against me?" I'm going to have to cut this message off. But why is the people of my house? Because that's where the devil want to fight, in your home, what he has organized the home. Praise God. God organized the home, the family. But you can be like David, and you can come against that Goliath, and you can fight against him, and you can fight against him in praise and adoration in your heart unto the Lord. Praise God. There is power in praise. There is power. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. Praise God. We so thankful that you're on tonight, praise God, and we're so grateful that you come on. Be sure that you listen in next Friday night at Minister Janice Williams for 7 to 7:30, and then back again on Sunday afternoon. I probably won't be on, but Minister Janice will take over the program. I'll be on vacation all next week. But please dial the number in and listen to both of these programs. 1-714-490-5578 and listen to the encouraging words from the Lord. Hear him.
encourage you. We know that you go through battles. We all go through battles. And, oh, may you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. Praise God. In Jesus' name, bye-bye now.